From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 2, 2013. Heat-wise, Texas had a roller coaster ride the last days of June and the first week of July. In some areas, historical records were being broken the last week of June, but during the first days of July, it was record lows that were being broken. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Travis Miller, AgriLife Extension Agronomist and Texas A&M University Soil and Crop Sciences Associate Department Head.
We had a week or so of extremely warm temperature, pushing record highs I guess it was that third week of June, fourth week of June there, and it was dry to go with that, and of course that put a lot of stress on crops. Particularly, we had a lot of corn that's just kind of finishing grain fill here in central Texas, and I imagine we'll finish off without maybe a little lower test weight, a little less starch packed in those kernels, so it'll be lower potential yield on corn. The dry condition doesn't help any crop, and you hot and dry, you have to use more moisture, so it stress crops worse being hot.
I hear the cotton growers up in the panhandle and the high plains are having a hard time. They're either getting hit by this hot, dry weather, even the irrigator. Are to this point again where they can't keep up.
Right. There's been a series of showers go through there, and if you were where it dropped that 2 inches, you're in somewhat better shape. But if you missed, you're absolutely right. The extremely high temperatures and short soil moisture are really challenging to keep up with irrigation.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.